From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Speaking at the White House Monday, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said despite North Korea's overtures to dismantle its nuclear testing facility and weapons program, the United States was not going to alter its approach to Pyongyang.
No sanctions lifted until we see concrete actions taken by North Korea to denuclearize.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in late May or early June. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has welcomed North Korea's decision to stop nuclear missile testing and said the move could be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea's decision to freeze the nuclear program can be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It can also be said that it is a green light that increases the chance of success of the inter-Korean and U.S.-North Korea summits.
North Korea said on Saturday it would close its nuclear testing facility and suspend nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile tests. However, the country stopped short of suggesting it had any intention of giving up its nuclear weapons or scale back its production of missiles and their related component parts. Armenian Prime Minister Serzh Sarkisian said on Monday he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. Armenian opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan said opposition activists want to meet with the acting prime minister to discuss a peaceful transfer of power. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has arrived in Washington for a three-day state visit with U.S. President Donald Trump. He spoke to reporters upon arrival.
We will have the opportunity of several discussions with President Trump this evening at Mount Vernon, tomorrow at the White House. I will deliver a speech at your Congress on Wednesday. And during the state visit, we will have the opportunity to discuss a lot of bilateral issues and to discuss about our security, about trade, and a lot of multilateral issues very important for our countries and beyond.
Charles de Ledesma reports a Brussels court has found the only surviving suspect in the 2015 Paris attacks guilty of attempted murder over shots fired at police in a Brussels suburb.
The court judgment explains that a terror character was clearly established in the March 2016 shootings, 4 months after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. As a result, the court has handed both Salah Abdeslam and his accomplice the maximum 20-year sentence. Abdeslam is being held in a prison in northern France. It's unclear exactly when he will face trial over the Paris attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is a boy for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Kate Middleton, the wife of Britain's Prince William, has given birth to their third child, a boy weighing 3.8 kilograms. Londoners cheered at the news. In addition, the boy is the fifth in line to the royal throne. The United States has ordered relatives of government employees out of Nicaragua on Monday and curtailed services at its embassy, citing civil unrest, including violent protests, rioting, and looting. The department said in a statement it also has authorized the departure of U.S. government employees. The officials said the embassy in Managua would be unable to provide routine services to the public until further notice, but would continue to be available by phone for emergencies and provide services to U.S. citizens and visa applicants. Syrian state media reported that government forces have moved to cut off Islamic State militants in southern Damascus from nearby rebel-held suburbs. It is an attempt to force the extremists to surrender or evacuate the district. The area in the southern Damascus area is the last part of the capital not controlled by President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.